It gives Superman a spot for a quick change. It takes Doctor Who through space and time. And now the phone booth is a place to hear poetry.
A new art installation called the Telepoem Booth will make its debut at the Mesa Art Center tomorrow. The show's Annika Klein gave it a ring.
For those who grew up with the phone booth as more of a pop culture icon than a practical tool, the Telepoem Booth comes with clear instructions.
Locate a telepoem number in the telepoem book. Pick up the handset. Place finger in appropriate number hole on rotary phone. Rotate finger and dialing plate clockwise, all the way to the stopping bar.
With his kindergarten haircut and conspicuous plastic eyeglasses obscuring the geometry of his cheekbones through non-prescription lenses, Clark Kent is a super hipster.
And just like that, you've called a poem. That one you just heard was Malville by Phoenix poet Shante Orion. It's one of 220 poems available in the directory. Elizabeth Hellstern is the artist who dialed in on the idea.
Phone booths are amazing because they are a public communication booth that is entirely private.
The Telepoem Booth is a 1970s glass-paneled booth that Hellstern found on Craigslist. It's a true relic of the era because it was an actual phone booth. But you can't exactly use it to reach out and touch someone anymore.
No, it does not dial out.
Instead, it calls up MP3 files of poems. Poems from third graders, from established poets and new poets, from Arizona and out of state.
I really wanted the phone booth to be a place where the poets had an opportunity to let their voices be heard, and it was really looking for a democratic sprinkling of poets.
Shante Orion, the poet you heard earlier, says the phone booth is a venue he never imagined performing in.
It's exciting just, you know, to think that somebody, you know, just might stumble onto something that I wrote in a way that neither of us expected 2 months ago.
And it's definitely different than the live readings he's used to doing in front of an audience. Here, the caller has total control.
You might have had enough of this poem by now. You can hang up on a poet. How often do you wish when you were live you could just hang up on this person? Here you have the power, finally, to just end that poem.
The man of iron alloy ignores your Skype and text message pleas for help unless he stumbles upon a vintage phone booth.
When the caller steps out of the booth, Hellstern hopes the poems travel with them, and maybe they'll start to look for poetry in unexpected places.
I think it's been relegated to a stuffy back drawer category, and it's living words, and it's living beauty, and poets are people who stop and pause and look at beauty and record beauty. And the listeners are very important to that process because they're the ones who carry that beauty forward.
And if they want to revisit it, the poems are only one call away. It's the show. I'm Annika Klein.
The Telepoem Booth will be at the Mesa Arts Center tomorrow and Saturday, then it'll travel to Flagstaff.